Hello, developers, and welcome to the PHP Architect Community Corner, where we have conversations with members of the web development community. I'm your host, Scott Keck Warren, and today we're talking with Ian Littman about Longhorn PHP 2026. Ian is on the organizing team for the Longhorn PHP Conference and Merge PHP, helps maintain join.in and the OpenCFP projects, and has generally been around the PHP community since 2014 or so, speaking at conferences since 2016 and organizing one since 2018. These days, he bounces between slinging code and helping his team sling code at Victory CTO. And when he's not doing that or PHP stuff, he's probably hanging out with his wife, nudging their shared cats off of his desk, or grabbing a tasty bite to eat in Austin, Texas. Thank you, Ian, for finding some time to talk to us today.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I get to have the privilege of talking to you about Longhorn PHP, which is coming up later this year. Can you just kind of give everybody a brief overview about what Longhorn PHP is?
Sure. It is a conference for folks who are either working on PHP or working adjacent to it. The variety of talks that we have, I like to call them PHP and PHP accessories, because there are a lot of things either specific to the language or surrounding it that you really want to know and get better at when building solid software to solve real problems. And PHP is a great language for that. And I wouldn't be where I am today were it not for getting pulled up the learning curve by the community that I've participated in over the years. So this is a way to make sure that that continues to happen for other folks in the community this year. The conference is a Thursday, Friday event, 2 days this year rather than three. And dates on that are, I believe, October 15th and 16th. So middle of, I think, as this will go out next month. We're doing things a little bit differently this year. Previously, we had a three-day conference. We looked at numbers and in terms of what we saw last year and in terms of how the attendance has kind of broken down over each of the 3 days, realized that in terms of having the most affordable conference, both from attending and sponsoring, and also from a cost perspective on our side, that the majority of the benefit that folks get would be, at least this is our theory, 1 day of tutorials and one conference day. And we've historically had a bit lower attendance on Saturday. So it's like, okay, if we're going to pull the good bits of the conference into a shorter schedule, then the kind of Thursday, Friday, where you can kind of mix and match or attend both days, was kind of the way to do that, and also match with things like the number of presenters that had submitted this year and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I think I really do like the 3 day kind of track was really is a really nice time span, but it is a lot of time. Like, I don't know about other people, but like after 3 days, I'm ready to go home. Like, I feel like maybe 2 days might be a better sweet spot for a lot of people, especially like those of us who are introverted. Cause a lot of times I'd be like, I'm going to be at this conference and then I'm going to go hide in my hotel room and then I'm going to be at the and it's just like a lot to manage. And I do think that like, that is like a nice piece to it, is like, I'm not stealing a bunch of time from my family to go to a conference when it's only 2 days as opposed to three. So it's really, I think it's a huge benefit to people for it to be a 2 day conference. So I'm really curious to see how that ends up being, and that ends up working out essentially for you all.
Yeah, it's, I've attended conferences like Scotland PHP in 2018 as well or so. Was kind of a similar setup where you had a tutorial day on 1 day and then a conference day on the next. And that seemed to work out well enough for them. Again, there is a little bit of a different feel to that because of the ratio between talks and workshops. But, you know, I hear you on the introvert side of things. There's definitely when I've attended conferences, let alone organizing them or speaking at them, there's definitely been a case of like, okay, I can pretend to kind of sort of ish be an extrovert for roughly 2 or 3 days. And then I just, you know, hide for the entire next week because that was the end of my social battery. So we'll see how this works out this year. But as a result of this revised format, we are able to, like our venue worked with us, same venue as we've had since 2021. So this is, let's see here, 21, 22, 23, 25. This will be our 5th year at the Holiday Inn, Austin Midtown. Great working relationship with them. And when we came to them and said like, hey, maybe we do this as a 2-day event this year, they're like, yeah, fair enough. As a result of that, we've been able to, even as costs have gone up over the years, just make sure that conference price is accessible for both attendees and for sponsors as well, so that if somebody is paying their own way to attend, that it stays within reach. We'll see how it goes, but I'm cautiously optimistic that this is basically taking the good parts of Longhorn PHP over the years and compressing them and not really leaving anything out.
Yeah, and I'm like somebody who is trying to figure out how to get there, right? Like I'm still in that phase. I do appreciate the fact that like I've been looking at pricing and pricing things out to try to send it up the chain to see if somebody at work will pay for it or whatever. And it is significantly cheaper than like some other conferences that I've spec'd out. I don't want to name names, but like I have spec'd out conferences that have been like $3,000 for me to be away. And this right now is looking at like $1,200 with the flight and the ticket and the airfare, hotel and the ticket. And then probably some food, because I usually like to eat something fancy when I'm at these conferences. Really like nice that it's fairly obtainable for somebody who might not be able to get work to pay for it, I think is a big selling point.
And like as a conference that like our preference is to be somewhat more of a regional conference, realizing that the conference situation for PHP conferences that are pure play in the US is a little bit thin right now. But as an event that tends to be a little bit more regionally focused, having when your ticket price and your hotel price is something that people are more likely to be paying versus necessarily a flight in because they're either driving in or they're local, being able to play with the pricing there and get that to a more affordable point while still keeping the great content that and we're really happy with the lineup this year. There are a number of folks that are first time for Longhorn that I'm really excited about. The being able to have that accessible for folks, whether you're local or whether you're paying for hotel and ticket or whether you're paying for a flight, which like one silver lining on having a Thursday, Friday event is Saturday flight prices, at least within the US, are a little bit cheaper to get back home versus your Sunday, like, oh, well, you know, flight prices are higher because you got to get back for work on Monday morning. So those kind of little, quality of life tweaks to keep this accessible for the largest set of folks possible. As an in-person event, yes, we are streaming it as we have in previous years, but the anchor to this event is in-person first. And we want to see as many of y'all there as we can get, because honestly, it's a lot more fun to have, that 150, 200 plus, attendee, count, at an event like this. That's when things, kind of really start getting fun.
Yeah. And I think that like the like going to the I've streamed conferences before, and there is like it's a very different feeling, especially since, like, for me at least, like, I'm at home and I'm trying to watch the stream of whatever's going on, but then, like, work is like, oh no, he's at home, we can just bug him, and like my kids are here and they're asking me questions, and like then I'm like, well, I just lost like the whole train of thought in this entire presentation. So just being able to talk to people in the hallway is like so worth it. It's like one of the best parts of going to those conferences. So like, yes, I am, my fallback plan is online. I'm really hoping I don't have to do that.
And it's kind of interesting, as like, I'm simultaneously a massive proponent of in-person events, whether that's user groups or conferences, while still I've worked remote for the vast majority of my career, and I assist with Merge PHP. Longhorn PHP is available for streaming on the main conference day. As an accessibility concern, it's really important to have these things where you're not kind of paywalling the information that's shared behind being able to physically get to the conference. And you know, it also allows us to be a little bit more strict on, like, if you're sick, stay home, don't get people con crud. But at the same time, things like the hallway track, things like being able to walk up after a speaker finishes their presentation and ask them questions, not necessarily in front of the whole class, is something that I feel is effectively impossible to replicate in the same way online. And each time that I've gone to conferences as an attendee, I've been happy I did.
And we'll be back after this word from our partners. As a programmer, you know that code reviews are critical, but are also time-consuming. CodeRabbit acts as your AI co-pilot, providing instant code review comments and potential impacts of every pull request. Beyond just flagging issues, CodeRabbit provides one-click fix solutions and lets you define custom code quality rules using AST grep patterns, catching subtle issues that traditional static analysis tools might miss. CodeRabbit reviews 1 million pull requests every week across 3 million repositories and is used by 100,000 open source projects. CodeRabbit is free for all open source project repos. Get started today at phpa.me/CodeRabbit. That's phpa.me/CodeRabbit. There is a great like lineup of speakers this year. It's like one of these situations where I'm just like, you know, sometimes there's three tracks, and like sometimes when I go through conference talks and say like, well, what do I want to watch here? What do I want to watch there? I'm like, oh, I don't really want to watch any of these. That might be like a break period, but like there's a lot of them where it's like, well, I want to watch these two and these three all at the same time. And so that's always like a tough thing, because you do have like, there's going to be, as far as I can tell, three PHP release managers. We have Elizabeth Barron, who's the, oh, I forget what her title is at the foundation. She's part of the PHP foundation. I apologize. It's executive director, I feel like, is what it's supposed to
yes,
be.
Yes, that's it. Yep.
Okay. And there's just some amazing people. Ben Ramsey is going to be there, who a lot of us probably use his package, his libraries, even if we don't know it. There's just a bunch of people there who are amazing members of the community, even out in, and especially like outside of like PHP. Like David Stokes is going to be there, and he has some really good database talks. So I'm really like excited to see a lot of the talks that are going to be presented.
Yeah, and we were able to, like, I'm super happy with the fact that you're able to get Elizabeth to have our opening keynote for kind of giving a view into the community from the PHP Foundation's perspective, because that's more and more becoming an important kind of focal point for making sure that language moves forward. And likewise, it's going to be great having Eric Mann round things out with kind of ethics and software focus, because there's like, there is a very real slippery slope out there of like, okay, well, just, you know, ship this code that don't necessarily pay attention to, you know, what things are being used for at the end of the day. And I think it's never been more important as the amount of the amount of work that a single person can do keeps increasing in terms of software dev, making sure that's pointed in a direction that that you can feel good about. You know, to highlight a few other talks, you mentioned Dave Stokes. You know, in talking through this year, I'll be chatting through the kind of JSON data types on the database side. You've got Daniel Scherzer talking about the PHP 8.6 upcoming release. It's great to have a release manager talking through the release that they're managing, as well as presenting a workshop on building PHP extensions in Rust. So, like, when I say PHP and PHP adjacent, there are talks that are going to be there that are not necessarily going to have dollar signs before the variables, mm-hmm. because it's always been a case of right tool for the job, and being able to pick a tool so that you can really stay in the PHP ecosystem for longer versus having to pick up something that's maybe less fit for purpose is really important. And having a forum for sitting down for, you know, 3 hours or even an entire day, like we've got a full day tutorial this year on kind of code cleanup, refactoring, and basically making sure that that code bases get more maintainable over time rather than less is actually really important, and we're happy to be able to provide a venue for folks to learn about that.
Yeah, and we did, like, we just talked to Daniel about his work as the 8.6 and 8.5 release manager. And so I think it's like the previous interview. I can't remember how that all works out, but like we just talked to him both about like his work as the release manager and his talks at Longhorn, because I was interested in what he had to talk about. And like one of the things that he's talking about is like building extensions within PHP. And I think he's using Rust, but I can't remember.
Yes.
But essentially, like it's always like fun to watch. Like I always like go, I don't understand how I'm going to use this in my normal day to day, like work. But I appreciate that this is a concept that we can use. You know what I mean? I'm glad that this is a thing that exists and is available to all of us. And then it also is really interesting, like hearing all of the different features that they're throwing in for 8.6. So that's like in of itself, I think, is worth the time, is learning about extensions and learning about what's coming up in 8.6. So those are excellent talks too. So is there any like, so usually there's like a social piece to this. Is there going to be any kind of like after hours things that are going to be occurring at the conference?
We're still currently working through what exactly will be kind of sponsored events at the conference. With that said, we will, as with previous years, on the tutorial day, after the tutorial day that evening, we'll have an Austin PHP meetup, kind of merge PHP-ish in person, using that venue, probably kind of lightning talks similar to what we've done last year and in years in the past. That will be free and open to the public if you're in the area. I'm sure we will have WorstCon somewhere along in there, depending on how the sponsorship situation shakes out. We'll figure out which day we'll walk people over to the nearest purveyor of fine hot dogs and sausages and have a little bit of fun there. Historically, we've had one or two after parties. TBD on that at the moment. You know, pending additional sponsorship, we'll add something in where, you know, potentially Friday evening we'll have you know, pizza and stuff after the closing keynote. Best way to find out about those sorts of things would be to sign up for our email list, and assuming Google does not decide to shove everything into the promotions tab like they have with a few of our emails, you'll see updates on that. And we're also on various social networks, including PHPC Social, Blue Sky, LinkedIn, and the site formerly known as Twitter. So you can follow us there and get updates as we lock down additional sponsorship and add those events in. But at the very least, like, we're going to have the awesome PHP meetup Thursday evening, and then you know, a group of us will go somewhere and do WorstCon sometime during the conference.
Yeah, WorstCon is really fun. Like, if people aren't aware of that, it's basically like a community thing where just people go and eat and drink beer, and there's a whole story around it. But it is like it is a highlight of the PHP conferences for me, is to have that last night of just everybody getting together and having fun, essentially. So unfortunately, I do have to draw this conversation to a close. Is there anything that you want us to direct our listeners to before we let you go?
I would say, you know, find us on socials on your preferred method. Go to longhornphp.com. We have had our schedule up for a little bit now, and again, I'm really happy with how that's panned out this year. So take a look at that. If you like what you see, grab a ticket, and I hope to see y'all in Austin in October.
Yeah. And thank you so much for everything you're doing. I know this is like a labor of love. It's not like you're not, you know, throwing money around after this. So I do appreciate all of the effort you guys are putting into this.
Thank you. I'm, you know, happy to pay it forward. From like, I would not be where I am in my career without events like this. And I hope that other folks will take advantage of this lineup to level themselves up.
Yeah, agreed. 100%. Like, go to the conference. Go to conferences. Just all conferences. So I have to say another heartfelt thank you to Ian for all of his time, as well as for you for listening. If you're not already a subscriber, make sure you subscribe with whatever your preferred method is. Maybe share this episode with a coworker so they can learn about Longhorn PHP, or maybe send it to your boss and see if they'll pay for the ticket. It is quite affordable. The podcast is available both in an audio version on the PHP Architect website, as well as a video version on our YouTube channel. Ian was nice enough to let me know after the record that he's going to give us a $25 off coupon code that will be available in the description of this episode. So if you want to check that out, that would be helpful, both to him and to me. But this is Scott Keck-Warren for the PHP Architect Community Corner, signing off and reminding you to keep listening, keep coding, and keep reading.